Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs in their team preview for 2022 is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, man? We're talking the Chiefs today, the team who runs the AFC West. It's going to be a little bit tougher this upcoming year, though, man. Those teams around them have made great additions. I can't wait to talk more about this team, their schedule, and how I think they're going up in 2022.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching or listening to our podcast, thank you so much for joining us. It is absolutely because of you that we get out of bed every Monday morning, that we come on the air live, and we bring you our podcast every single day. So thank you so much. Our network has grown so well because of you. So it's all because of you. So thank you.
There you go.
Yeah. So the Kansas City Chiefs, this is their team preview for 2022. We're really excited to see what they're going to do in the West. What can we expect from these guys?
All right. So like I mentioned, this team has run the AFC West for many, many years now. They won it 6 years in a row and looking for number seven. I don't know if they're going to get there, man, because this AFC West is absolutely loaded. Every team, the Chargers, right? We know what they've been doing. The Raiders, they have made great additions. And, of course, the Broncos getting Russell Wilson. It's going to be fun to watch. Finished 12-5 last year. Lost in the AFC Championship game to the Bengals in OT. So they were right there at the cusp of getting to that Super Bowl back again. Just couldn't make it. Hoping to get there in 2022. Let's talk more about this team and how I think they're going to end up. So let's talk about who they've gained, who they've lost. Looking at the free agency pool, who's coming in and who is gone. Some guys you've lost: Austin Blythe, Daniel Sorensen, Tyron, Honey Badger Matthew, Demarcus Robinson, Jerron Reed, Mike Hughes, Melvin Ingram, Tyreek Hill, a big blow there, and then Armani Watts. But you have gained a few gentlemen as well: Aaron Parker, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Jermaine Carter Jr., Justin Watson, Taylor Stallworth, Elijah Lee, Jerron Christian, Justin Reed, Lonnie Johnson Jr., Deion Bush, Ronald Jones II, and Juju Smith-Schuster, to name a few. So you've lost some good pieces. You've gained a few more. You're hoping that the new ones can provide a little bit more, if not the match what the guys who left did. But let's talk about this team. Of course, we all know who's behind center. The quarterback of destiny, of the future. You got Patrick Mahomes. We all know he's going to do this year. Another great season, I'm sure, is in the works. Potential MVP each every time he steps on the field each week, and an absolute superstar in this league. But backing him up at the running back position, yeah, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And, of course, I mentioned Ronald Jones coming over from the Bucs. So you have a nice backfield there. At the wide receiving position, I mentioned, like I said, you lost Tyreek Hill. That's a big blow. But you got MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. You got Josh Gordon as well running it back for another year. Cole Hardman. Juju Smith-Schuster's going to be looking good, doing some TikTok on the sidelines before the show gets going on the wide receiving core. He's going to be looking great this year, I think. Sky Moore, who they drafted, and then Darius Fountain looking good also. So I think the wide receiving core looks very, very good. And then looking at this team, right, you have some really good players, and it's going to be interesting to see how this offense keeps clicking. And you have a great offensive line to get things going, because you gotta have a good one, man, to really get your offense in tune, give Patrick Mahomes some time to really cook, you know, and look good. And you got guys like Creed Humphrey, who looked really good last year. You have Trey Smith, Andrew Wiley, Joe Thuney, and Orlando Brown. So I think they're going to be set up for another tremendous 2022 season. But let's talk more about this team. Let's go over to the defensive side of the ball and see what they can do over there. You got George Karlaftis, the man who they drafted this past year, holding it down at the defensive end position. Derek Ndiaye, Chris Jones, Frank Clark, Willie Gay, and Nick Bolton for your defensive ends, your linebacking core. It's looking nice there. They're looking really good. And then at the corners and safeties, you got L'Jarius Sneed, Juwan Thornhill, Justin Reed, Rashad Fenton, Trent McDuffie, who they drafted, a young man out of Washington. And then some other guys who are hoping to get some playing time. The ones they drafted, Joshua Williams, Brian Cook, Jalen Watson, Azee Johnson, just to name a few. We'll see what they can do this upcoming year, man. I think they have a great team that could definitely cause some fits in the AFC West and just the NFL in general. Let's take a look at their schedule now. Let's go over there. Week one, you got the Cardinals team who's looking really good. You got the Chargers week two, the Colts in week three, the Bucks week four, the Raiders in week five, the Bills in week six, the 49ers week seven. Week eight, go enjoy yourself. You are taking a bye week. Come back week nine against the Titans, though. Week 10 against the Jags. 11 to the Chargers, 12 the Rams, 13 the Bengals, 14 the Broncos, the Texans week 15, the Seahawks week 16, the Broncos in 17, and week 18, the Raiders again. That's a tough schedule, man. And I think that the Chiefs, it's hard to call it, man, because every team in that AFC West can win 10 games, I think, if not more. So I think the Chiefs are still the ones to beat, obviously, right? No one's beat them in the last 6-plus years. So I still think they're going to look really good. I still think they are for sure a playoff team. I just don't know if that's going to be if they're going to win the division, if they're going to sneak in as a wild card. But they're going to make the playoffs one way or another. I can guarantee that much, because they have too much firepower. They have too much talent to not get there, to not get back to the playoffs. And of course, like you said, you have a tremendous head coach with Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy looking good, the offense coordinator, and Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator. You've got some really good, talented head coaches on each side of the ball. I think that the Chiefs are still the team to beat, obviously. So it's going to be super interesting to see how the AFC West shakes out, how the Chiefs come out from this. Will they repeat with another title, with a better record? I'm not sure, man. I'm just going to be sitting back each and every Sunday, Monday night, whichever game they play, and just enjoying this team and see how they can roll through the competition and how they can do in those tough matchups, man. They're going to have pretty much each and every single week. It's going to be fun to watch one way or another. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
It's definitely going to be fun to watch. I think that is kind of the heart of football right now, too, is we've got some great players. We're finally back full on. We've got these great tailgates that are going to be coming and going. We've got the great bar scene to come see, watch these great teams play. And I think we're all really looking forward to a full-fledged season. Everybody back on the field, all gears really going, everything grinding along. And you know, I cannot wait to see what these Kansas City Chiefs do. And for all of our listeners and our watchers, we want to hear from you. What do you think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to do? Drop us a comment on YouTube and let us know. And if you're listening to our podcast, first off, thank you very much for listening to our podcast, where we have over 1,000 episodes at this point. And you can always go back, listen to our history specials, listen to our amazing interviews. We have it all. But also, we would love to hear from you. If you listen over on Apple Podcasts, drop us a quick review. Just say hi. And if you listen to any of the other platforms, subscribe, give us a rating, and drop us a review if that's available there as well. And if nothing else, the thing we love the most that is the most helpful and the thing that we are so happy that you all do so much for us and for helping us is by just telling your friends and family about the podcast. Hey, y'all listen to the 100 Yards of Football podcast and just share it with them. Just let them know about it. That is really one of our favorite and our best way of spreading the word about 100 Yards of Football. So thank you so much for listening. Please join us over on our socials, on Facebook, on YouTube, over on LinkedIn, and our website. And we will love to keep serving you this incredible football knowledge throughout the season. Well, thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible breakdown of the Kansas City Chiefs and their team preview for 2022. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.